The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Of course, everyone knows what Sunday today is. Jubilate. Jubilate Deo Omnes Terra. Introit. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. How this Sunday gets its name. And also from the early church, the gospel pointed this day. Jesus speaking of childbirth coincides with what you Americans invented over 100 years ago, Mother's Day. Our Lord explains what life for you Christian in this fallen world. You will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. For true Christians, seen as enemies of the world, the haters, the phobic, the unloving, we do not join in the world's acceptance of false gods. We do not conform to the world's standards of morality. Why our Lord says, the world will hate you. They will sing when we cry, and we cry when they sing in the world, but not of the world. And yet, our enemies, the world, the flesh, the devil, hate it when you're joyous in Christ. They are hell-bent on taking that joy from you with deception and lies to suit your pleasures. Redefine the body and marriage, sacredness of all life. Fill your days with temptations that all seem harmless. Jesus teaches those disciples, teaches you, a little while. A little while. A call for trust, for patience, a faith that rests in Jesus during temporary hardship. That's the problem I have with you Americans. You have no patience. Of course, I don't think anyone who knows me has ever accused me of being patient. God help us all. Patience, a virtue, a matter of trust and contentment in the Lord. We're so often driven by our sinful impulses to lash out or despair. I mean, how often anxiety in our minds over so many things that actually do not ever take place. What misery we wrought a little while. Well, who has time for that? You do. Be patient. Trust his word. He keeps his word. Our Lord gives this comfort, this promise, this doctrine to the disciples the night he's betrayed and institutes the supper, preparing them for what they'll go through and what you go through. No less. He will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. Jesus is talking about faith. Joy is the inevitable, immediate, constant response of faith. And he speaks of childbirth, the miracle of joy in that childbirth. Your mom, the most apt illustration your Lord gives, the beautiful example of Christian suffering in the world. Your life is dangerous, sorrows hit, suffering. Yet the Lord will use it all to form you to be his child, to draw you closer to him. It's how he works in sorrows, in joys. You know, mothers who gave up their sons a little while in World War II had overwhelming joy 80 years ago this past week as it ended in Europe. I mean, it's hard to comprehend what those mothers went through, that what a knock on the door or a call would mean. And then joy. Their sons survived the war, coming home soon. But not all. Some mothers will live with mourning. sorrow and have to wait a little while even more. And yet, in the midst of the hurt, as Jesus commends the disciples, even during a little while, you still live in my promises. It's just temporary. Until those Christian moms would embrace their sons again in heaven and not let go for all eternity. You live with his promises. He works all things for your good in suffering, sorrows, and you have eternity. How can you not have his joy each day? It's like a young man at military boot camp or special forces training. Even in the struggles, if he wrote to his mom thinking about quitting, she knows that it will be for his good. And when it's over, graduates, he doesn't say, "I wish it was easier," but recognizes the sorrows, the hardships formed him to be the man, the soldier he is. You don't have soldiers wish it was easier. In fact, old soldiers will get mad if the younger ones have it easier. They know how it works for good. Your sorrow's that way too, from your Lord. Even though your life may be unpleasant, it can be very unpleasant, whatever you go through. Your Lord does not suffer and die and count the hairs on your head and not pay attention to your life and what he allows to happen. Everyone, suffering, sorrows are unique to each of you, but no one is getting through this life unscathed. You have no idea what the person next to you in the pew has gone through, is going through, will have to endure. So always be compassionate. Life is hard on everyone. And we so easily are prey for self-pity or despair. We easily give in to pessimism, negativity, criticism, and very dangerous apathy, and worry about 99% of things that will never happen. Stop it! This is rooted so often in a lack of faith and neglecting your Lord's promises. Take heart in the joy that's yours. It's different among us. The Lord promises to use all things for your good. God will always use your suffering and sorrow in your life even greater for good. You are good to form you as his child. That you have his very promises, that he will work all things, especially your sorrows, whatever you endure, for your good. What joy. So do not despair in sorrows, in betrayals, in lives, family divided, hardships. Do not despair in whatever your failures and loved ones you've hurt. We all get worn out and are spent. And we've not treated our mothers as we should. We haven't treated women as we should. Amid it all, God makes a promise. He is your forgiveness and comfort and peace. No, not a small thing, but changes your entire reality. When has he ever failed you? Joy, even in the midst of sadness. For your joy is anchored in something deeper, something more certain than any of our daily circumstances, something that never changes and is eternal. He is yours, and no one and nothing can change that or take away your joy. Don't let this world rob you of that. He is yours. Dear saints, you belong to him. He holds your lot. He will see to your good. He is your life. Do not cease jubilate to make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. In the name of Jesus, amen.